enter his courts with praise. I'll say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he has been. I will enter one more time. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me. He has made us glad. Hallelujah. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me. I will enter his gates. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. Hallelujah. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he has made me. He has made us glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me. This is the day, hallelujah. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. By the waters, I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not. One more time, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song. Jesus is ever shy. Oh, ever shining. He's ever shining. He's ever shining. Yeah.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine. What if the Lord called you today? We used to sing a song in Zimbabwe. If the Lord called you now, are you ready to go? And even if you are ready to go, but would you be pleased with what you've done? Would you say, I done my utmost best. I led all the songs, Lord, I done enough. Would you be pleased with what you were called to do? Amen. So let's sing that song. What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms, what a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting, I'm leaning on Him, I am leaning. Oh yes, safe and secure from. The closing day of time. One day we'll sing that song for the last. It's a reality. In this, the closing day of time, what joy the glorious hope affords, that soon the wondrous truth sublime will reign with our Lord. Amen. In this, the closing day of time.
Hallelujah, Lord. Watch on the glorious hope of hope. So no one rests truths up. Oh, yes, my Lord, he shall be King of kings and Lord of kings. He's coming soon, he's coming soon, he's coming very soon. With joy we welcome his returning, it may be, oh, it may be night or noon. I know he's coming soon. The signs around in heaven, around in earth and air, painted on the starlit, painted on the starlit sky. God's faithful witnesses be. Oh, we are declaring, Lord, at the coming of the Savior. Oh, with us, he's coming soon and very soon. He's coming soon. He's coming very soon. This numbers O Shara, and through the portals of the, through the portals of the sky, he shall come to prepare my parents. He's coming soon and very soon. He's coming soon.
Let's sing that song, Speak My Lord. Don't sing if you don't want him to speak. You just stay quiet. Speak, my Lord, and whatever you say, I'll answer. Amen.
He, the Lord of harvest, with the calling, who will go and work for me to.
Can you hear him calling you? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way?
Speak, Lord, speak, my, speak to me, Lord.
You speak and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Thank you, Lord, for the day Oh, we give you the praise and honor and glory.
Amen.
For your protection, for your mercies, for your grace, and above all, your love and kindness. Oh, that has seen us through the
Amen.
Day.
Glory.
Lord, what can we say this evening? Grace so much
Amen.
Sufficient for us. Lord, we find ourselves right in your presence.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you all the glory.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for yet another time, the Lord, we have grace has been for us. Journey mercies, Lord, from our various homes. Oh, the church bell that was ringing in our hearts, that quickened our hearts, Lord Jesus, to be in your house this evening, Lord. Father, truly, that has always been our desire. That's what, Lord, we seek after. That always we find ourselves in your house, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we have this privilege. We bless your name, Lord. Tonight, Lord, you've called us, O God. And as we have responded, Lord Jesus, we know there's always something good in store for your children. And Father, as we have come, we've come, Lord, with all humility and reverence, Lord. We want to sit at your feet, Lord, this evening, that you take your word, O God, and make it a living bread unto us. So even by the song that, Lord, we have just sung, that, Lord, we just want to hear only from you.
Amen.
So Holy Spirit, speak to us. And we are with all ears, Lord, with great expectation.
Amen.
The Lord, tonight, O God, will be blessed.
Amen.
And we shall take another step closer, to the kingdom of heaven, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. We commit, Lord, our brethren who are not here into your hands. Lord, you know where they are, O God. Father, we believe that they would have loved to be here, O God. But Lord, the strains of and the demands of this world, O God, O Lord, we pray that, O God, you be with them, Lord. Even Lord Jesus, what we shall share here, O God, make it, Lord, a portion to them also, Lord. That, Father, they will also be blessed because we all become one body, Lord. And no one should be left behind, O God. So, Lord, bless us here and bless our brethren who are not here. And, Lord Jesus, let us tonight, be a memorable day, O God. We thank Amen. You. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we are standing tonight, it's going to be a kind of a Bible studies. We shall pick a scripture and go through verse by verse. And we believe the Lord will bless us tonight. Amen. So we shall pick from Romans 8.
Amen.
And we shall read from the 14th verse to the 23rd. Romans 8, 14 to 23. And the topic for tonight is the whole creation groaneth.
Mm. Amen.
Amen. The whole creation groaneth. So we're going to find out why is it so. Amen. Let's hear the word of God now. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Amen.
And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth. That's where we got our topic. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now.
Amen.
And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, as we desire to know, Lord, more about these words of God, we thank you for the prophet that, Lord, you've given to us in this age. And we pray that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will make these studies, Lord, something profitable to us, for us to know who we are and where we are now. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, Bible studies, most of the time, it's so slow and maybe it invites a sleep. Let's carry every sleep away. Amen. I know those who have been at work and straight away here, it's not easy. But we believe we shall be stable to to keep sleep away. Amen. So now, the topic, the whole creation groaneth. One word here, let's look at it, groan. When we say groan, somebody groaning. I look at the dictionary and the meaning, it doesn't apply so much to the scripture. Because he said it's a deep sound of pain or despair. Maybe you get wounded. Praise the Lord. You get wounded. A soldier may be shot by the leg and he groans in pain. Praise the Lord. And then he said, or despair. Despair is meaning you have lost hope.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. So both never connects to the scripture here. And then the second meaning said, a sound when pressure or weight is applied. You see, when probably you are pushing something, the pressure, praise the Lord, or you are lifting up something, praise God. So all these things don't apply here. But groaning here, we shall find out that it's a kind of you being in a place that you don't like, you want to get out. Praise the Lord. You want to get out. Maybe like you have been enclosed in something. See, you are not willing to stay there. You want to get yourself out. And so, you see, all the time there's a desperation. You want to get yourself out from the situation that you are in. Amen. So you will be always groaning. Amen. So that's what we shall see as we look into it. So now verse 14. Every verse, will you put it there for us? Verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This is just direct. We know that's direct. We don't need to even explain. Because it said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
Period. That's straight to the point. Amen. So let's go to 15. So for Ye have not received a spirit of bondage again to fear. Mm-hmm. Ye have not received a spirit of bondage again to fear. Since when? Since the time that we accepted to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. By the time we accepted to receive the Spirit of the Lord, that was the time the spirit of bondage ceased in our life. Amen. But the prophet was saying that before, when we had this spirit of bondage upon us, he said, we love the things of the world. So now listen closely here. If those things are still in you, then you are under that bondage, the spirit of bondage. He said, when we love the things of this world, and we're doing things of this world, you see, he said, when we cared not for God, we were alienated from him. You see, without God and without Christ in the world, we were living the world without God, without Christ. But he said, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That was also when he said, God sent his Holy Spirit. And through that, we were lifted up from those things. Amen. And now we have the earnest that we know that we have passed from death unto life. Amen. Amen. So we have not received the spirit of bondage. The spirit of bondage sees the time when we accepted the Spirit of God and became the sons of God. Amen. And we have received that earnest. We are coming, we will come on that. We have received that earnest. That shows that we have passed from death unto life. My brothers, where we are, we have passed from death unto life because we have accepted the Spirit of God and we are taking us what? The sons of God. Amen. Verse 16. So the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit itself beareth what? Witness. Amen. That the Spirit of God beareth witness that we are truly the children of God. That means, you see, our life proves that the kind of spirit that is in us. Amen. One time Jesus said, if you will not believe me at all, look at the works. And it shows where I come from. Praise the Lord. You see. So our life always portrays the kind of spirit that's in us. And so that's what he said. The spirit itself beareth what? Witness. Amen. The spirit itself beareth witness that we are the children of God. Always I give a practical example. Like, you see, as we mingle with this world, our life must be able to prove that we are a different people. Yes, sir. Our life must prove it. And always I give this practical example, like you go to the airport or the train station, you see different people. You see the kind of people who are really at the airport, they want to travel. Amen. That's the way of the children of God, because this is not our place. Yeah. Yeah. This is not our place. We have a place to go. So when you go to the airport or the train station, you see those who are really ready to travel, those who are en route, and those who are living right at where they are. Amen. You see, those who are traveling, immediately they check in. Straight away they look at the board. They are looking at the ball, looking at the time of their flight. Amen. They are desperate because they don't want to miss that flight. And then you see other people also, well, with their wares, cleaning their... See, there is nothing in them showing that they want to travel. They are going anywhere. Amen. In the train station, as long as someone who is traveling, he sees that, oh, the bar has fallen down and the red light is flashing, my brother. Anyone who is bound for that train will be standing on the platform, ready to go. Amen. So you see the difference. And you see those who are not ready to take that particular train. Because the train is coming, you know very well that I'm a woman, a bride, and my bride, the bridegroom is in the train. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I see the flashing red light. He's coming to take me from that place for the marriage supper. And then I will just be leisuring somewhere. No, sir. Praise the Lord. That's a Christian life. Always the Spirit bears witness that you are a child of God. In many aspects. Always seen as someone ready. Your life shows that this is not your place. You are like your father Abraham, seeking for a city. Amen. So let's go to 17, but we shall read 17 and 18. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so, be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. My brother, this suffering, what is this suffering? Amen. Said we need to suffer. We need to suffer. I reckon that the suffering of this, what was this suffering? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because it's something that many times one brother asked me this question. He said, this suffering, what actually it means that as a Christian always we need to suffer so that we go to heaven? I said, brother, there's suffering here. You see, the world has been designed in a way that it goes against the Christian. Amen.
Amen.
And then, this body, my brother, this flesh that we are in, this body, that's what has enclaved us. We want to get out of this body. This body, this flesh, it likes soft things. Very easy things. That's what this flesh always wants.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. And you are, if you give this flesh the opportunity, the chance, my brother, it will bring its works,
yes, sir,
on your life.
Mm.
Amen. And what are the works of the flesh? You know it in Galatians already, Galatians 5.
Mm.
You see? So this flesh wants you all the time, probably, you see, just to rest. Wants you, like today, you are just from work. This flesh is desiring, Vlad, desiring you go home and rest.
Mm.
That's what this flesh wants. You see, it wants just soft things. And if you allow it, it will bring its works in your life. You see. And so, you got to deny yourself. You got to deny this flesh. The things that is trying to craft, You deny it. Because all what this flesh wants is for the world. And so you go to deny this flesh all what he's desiring. And my brother, it's not easy. You suffer from it. Amen. But the whole thing is that as you allow the Spirit rather, the Spirit of God rather, to control the flesh, there are many things you have to what? Deny yourself of. Amen. Because you are a Christian, you got to deny yourself many, many things. So that the Spirit rather will be working in you. So the prophet says something like this. Unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign. Jesus had to deny himself. His place in glory, he denied himself, my brother, for your sake and my sake. See, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him.
Amen.
You have to suffer to reign. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering.
Amen.
Amen. Character can never be made without suffering. My brother, if you bring forth a child, if you like, this child, train him in a way that he doesn't do anything. Do everything for him or her. Do everything for him or her. Don't allow it to allow him or her to do anything. Just keep her that way. As he's growing, everything. Just keep it that way. Everything. He demands all is there. What all is there. And you see whether he can get any good character. Can never get any good character. Sometimes even it is known that children must be allowed, whilst it's a baby, is allowed to what? Cry a little. To break what? The cord. The vocal cord. Praise the Lord. Oh, the child. Yeah. Oh, then you go and be, oh. No, sometimes you have to allow the child to cry a little to what? For the cord here to open up. Amen. For that reason, see, there are many things that you have to do to train the child. Because if you don't train the child, the character wouldn't come. Amen. See, so he said, character simply is never made without suffering. Character is a victory, not a gift. As a victory, that you are able to overcome situations, overcome the demands of the flesh, overcome the demands of the world. See, talking about suffering. That character is a victory, not a gift. A man without character cannot reign because power apart from character is satanic. See.
Amen.
But power with character is fit to rule.
Amen.
And the other day we heard that the prophet said, we came on earth here naked. But we will not live here naked. We have to take something along with us. And he said, only one thing we will take to go and meet the Lord. And that is our character. Just one thing we will take to go and meet him. Because his own character, according to he said, it went through suffering. Through the fiery furnace. Praise God. And so we got to go through that same thing if we want to take that character to go and meet him. Because apart from that, there's nothing that can stand before him. Amen. See. The prophet was asking, do you want to go with this Laodicea characterless attitude to go there? No. Before him, he said, nothing what? Unholy can appear before him. So it's the same character that he went through suffering, that same character, because we want to rule with him. See, if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So we must get the same character which went through what? Suffering. Amen. He said, since he wants us to share even his throne on the same basis, he overcame and is set down in his Father's throne, then we have to overcome to sit with him. So the little temporary suffering we go through now is not worthy to be compared to the tremendous glory that will be revealed in us when he comes. Amen. You see, many people tend to look for, see, if I suffer here, then that glory, if why cannot I receive it here? No, sir, my brother, you want your treasures to be here? You want to receive your glory here? No, sir. Here we are passing over. It's not our place. Amen. But the glory will be revealed in us when he comes. Praise the Lord. When this flesh that has imprisoned me in, all this flesh one day, that this very body will have to give way. Praise the Lord. This mortal body has to give way for the immortal body. Amen. That's why we are, see, we have been caged in this body. And the desperation is to get out of this body. Amen. And that is the groaning. You always want to get out of this enclave that you are in. Oh, what treasure are laid up for those who are willing to enter into his kingdom through much tribulation. To go through much tribulation, my brother, it's not easy. But with his spirit in you, my brother, you don't feel it. Because it's no more you that's doing those works. It's the spirit that is in you that is doing the works. It's no more you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go to verse 19. It said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. The earnest expectation of the creature waited. There must be that earnest expectation. See, endless expectation all the time, it throws someone into real desperation. Praise God. The prophet said, we are waiting for the fullness of adoption. This will take place when? At the first resurrection. That's when our bodies will be changed from these vile creatures that we are, you see, and we will have a body like his own glorious body. For we shall see him as he is, and we will be like him. That when he appears, we appear in his likeness. We will have a body like his. A glorious, glorified body. And all the trials and struggles of life will fade off into a little mist and blow away to never be anymore.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, we are waiting earnestly. That's what we are in now. We are in this body. We don't like this body. We don't like this flesh. Amen. But we are in it for now, but we are controlling it by the Spirit of God. If we allow it, my brother, It will really do its work in us. This body, this flesh, if you allow it, where it will take you? Oh, to really work you and completely destroy you. So my brother, you see the battle that you are going through, but you don't see it because it's no more you. But the Spirit of God that is in you doesn't make you to feel the struggle, the fight that's going on. Amen. So that's why someone who is not a Christian, when he looks at a Christian life, you become an oddball. He doesn't understand why this man or this lady can really control herself in such a way. Amen. He sees you that it is something that surely you must be angry. He doesn't see you angry. Amen. They will do things to provoke you, but yet they see you as what? Don't see anything. I'm sorry to say this. Please, forgive me. Always, anytime I go to Bravega's house, I see real provocation. Amen. Provocation! Serious! The way how people mess up the place. So I believe, you said humility is power. And I believe that the people around that place, they fear him. Because he will not talk. He will not challenge anyone. He will not do. See, it's something life that surprises what? The world. Said, how can this man? Oh, what we are doing, trying to get him out from this place. It doesn't shake him. Amen. It's no more you. It's the spirit that is in you. Amen. So my brother, this flesh, if you allow it, if my brother will allow it one day, you see what will happen. Hey, tomorrow that will happen at that place. Because once, hey, who did this nonsense here? Hey, big trouble, my brother. If you allow this flesh to take you out into trouble, what you don't need to say, you say it. And then it puts you into what? Into trouble. But the spirit that is in us, he said, the spirit of God, they that are led, verse 14, they that are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. See. So we are waiting. So that's where we are now, in this flesh. See, we are waiting earnestly for that salvation fully in its fullness to come. But now we have the earnest of it. Amen. We have the earnest of it. We have the money that has been paid for it. Amen. A down payment has been made. That's what the Holy Spirit, the earnest of our full adoption. You see, it's just like a down payment. It's just like you found a house. They are looking for anyone. If you can put a down payment, well, they can wait for the rest to be paid. Amen. So you see that house and you make a down payment. So you see that every day you just go and bypass the house. Because it's going to be one day in your house. And so any down payment that has been made, my brother, always you are in the house of God because you've made a down payment. Even you begin to clean the house there. You'll be watching that there will not be anyone to intrude into that house. Praise the Lord. Though you have not yet entered, But you have made a down payment. Potentially the house is yours. So a down payment has been made. That's the Holy Spirit, the earnest of our full adoption. Amen. And that earnest in us always keeps us vigilant. Oh, my brother, truly, if you have made a down payment for a house, you just ignore it? No. Almost every day you just go and bypass the place and be watching. Oh, my. See? We see anything that is not right around the house, you just pick them off. Oh, hallelujah. That's the down payment. See, always the house of God is what? Is the place. Or even Christ in your life. Amen. You are always ready, waiting for the full payment to be made for you to take that house. Amen. He said, but now in this tabernacle of clay, we have something that tells us that we have been raised up so far. Amen. In this tabernacle of clay, there is something, the prophet said, there's something in us that is the earnest, the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. Always telling us that we have been what? Lifted up. Oh, praise God. Said we have by the Holy Spirit the earnest of our inheritance. By the Holy Spirit, we have what? The earnest of our inheritance. Because we have been lifted up from the things of this world. Amen. And we ride right along with the world, but we are above the world. Amen. Amen. There's something in us. Amen. Verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. My brother, vanity in the context of this, the Bible, that means unworthy. But vanity is has a meaning like excessive, being excessively proud. See, it's pride, excessively being proud, and always you look at your own self. You see, that's a pride. That's a vanity. All those things are vanity. But here, in this context, vanity is something unworthy. Amen. So listen closely. He said, for the creature was made subject to vanity. We were made unworthy. And listen, not willingly. No. God knew you. You were in his thought. You are his attribute. His thought expressed. He knew you. Praise the Lord. He wasn't willing to make you unworthy. No. But because of one man's sin. Amen. That has what? Made you who you are. That's why the prophet said, see, look, God does not blame us. He doesn't condemn us as sinners. But he condemns us if you still want to stay as a sinner. Amen. Because we couldn't do anything to stop it. You couldn't do anything. You were born in sin because of one man's sin. Said all were made sinners. Amen. So the prophet said, God will not condemn you for that. That you have been born in sin. But he condemns you after he has given you a way of escape. And still, you still want to live in that place. Then you are condemned. Amen. So it wasn't God. God wasn't willing to put us in that. We weren't. You are not unworthy, my brother. You are worthy before the Lord.
Amen.
Only you got lost. Amen. That egg that farmer took away from the eagle, it worth like the one that were in the nest. The same thing. Amen. Till the mama eagle had to look for that lost egg. And when he had found it, he gathered that reward, that eagle, to fly out from where he was. Amen. So, it wasn't, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Amen. So it wasn't God's, he not willingly, no, to put us in this situation. No. But it was what? Because of one man's sin. And so he himself has spoken that the penalty of sin is death. So he had to what? Be made even a little lower than the eagle, than the angels. Lower. So that he could be like us, feel like us, and be able to be a kinsman redeemer to redeem us. And bring us back to the place, our worthiness with him. To reign with him. On equal basis. Oh my. Yeah? 21, 22, 23. Let's combine those things. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to it, see, the redemption of our body. Amen. See, we want this mortality to be swallowed up. Amen. Brother, if something had been revealed to you as this is your possession. This is your possession, my brother. And where you are, and it is so very precious, and where you are, it's not the place that you seem to like. You will do everything because it has been revealed to you that this is your possession. This is for you. But where you are, my, no. You fight to claim. Amen. You fight to claim. So that is the groaning that is that even ourselves groan within ourselves, you see. Why all this groaning? Why? Let us look for the answer in 2 Corinthians 5, 1 and 2. 2 Corinthians 5, 1 and 2. Why do we groan? Now he said, for we know, see, when the Spirit of God now comes in, you know something.
Amen.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved, we have a building of God and house, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Amen.
Amen. See, so this flesh, my brother, is not our home. This clay is not our home. Praise the Lord. But, you see, that's the earthly house of this tabernacle. We know that it's one day dissolved.
Amen.
And you know that there is a building, there is a house. That was not made by hands, but a house that is eternal in heaven. You know it. The spirit in you tells you. Amen. And so as that spirit in you tells you, what do? My brother, you desire. You groan. I want that house. I don't need this house. Praise the Lord. I don't need this house. No. An eternal house to be compared to this one that is going back to the soil? No. This one that will pass away? No. I want the eternal one. So you will be groaning. So now it looks as if we have been imprisoned. We have been enclaved in here. And so you are desiring to get out from this. This tabernacle of clay, you are designed to get out. So you're groaning, groaning in prayer, groaning seeking the Lord, groaning expectation, groaning always looking. Amen. Groaning to get out. My brother, if you are satisfied in this body, if this world still attracts you, that's the flesh. Because the flesh belongs to this world. If the world still holds you, if you are not making any effort, the earnest that is in you, you are not making any effort. You always were slacking, my brother. That house, you will miss it. You will surely miss it. Amen. You will surely miss it. And so, verse 2. For in this we groan. You see? Because of that house. Eternal house. For this we groan. Earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. That's why we groan. Because this tabernacle. No. I want to get out from it. As long as I know that there is another one, eternal one, why must I live in this one? Amen. We have the earnest of our inheritance. Oh my, my, what do we have? We have the evidence that God lives. We have the evidence that God is with us. We have the evidence that God has not forsaken us. Amen. All these things in our thoughts, in our minds, in our heart. You see, that we are His and His ours. Amen. Because we, in our bodies, we know, we now tabernacle the Holy Spirit of God that cries out, Abba, Abba, Father. Amen. See, it's the Holy Spirit that is in you, that's crying, groaning. And there's nothing can ever take that away. We are anchored in Christ. Amen. Now let us know where we are now. My brother, that's where he's talking now. Amen. We have tabernacled what? The Holy Spirit in us. And so this Holy Spirit is the one that is groaning all the time. Abba, Father, oh Lord, when? Father, I want to keep in line. I want to always my life be according to what, Lord Jesus, you come. Or I'll be able to dissolve this tabernacle and be changed. Amen. Into my eternal home, my eternal house. Amen. You see. There's nothing can ever take that away. My brother, can this world take you back? No, sir. Can it take you back? No. It can't. He said, there's nothing that can take that away. We are anchored in Christ. Amen. Amen. We are anchored in Christ. the ship has come into what? Into the harbor. And the anchor has been lowered. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. We have left what? The billows. See, outside the harbor, there's always what? Storms and waves and all of the seas, what? Always what? Unsettled. Unsettled sea. Amen. But now we've come to the harbor. And you know, the harbor is what? It's always calm.
Amen.
Amen. And when you drop the anchor, the ship stands there. The wind will blow. Amen. Trying to carry the ship back to the waves outside the harbor. But no, sir, it's anchored. Amen. Sometimes when they anchor it, they draw another rope and then even tie it to. Oh, hallelujah. You've been to the harbor before? After the ship has been anchored, even there's another rope they will draw and tie it into a very strong iron pillar. How many have been to the harbor and seen those things I'm talking about?
Amen.
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 You see, so the ship, no matter what the waves will blow, though it will be shaking like this, it can never be taken back into what? Into the waves outside the harbor. Amen. That's where we are, my brother, my sister. Anchored in Christ. Right in the harbor. Nothing can draw us back into what? Into the outside waves. Where is unsettled waves? Amen. We are anchored in Christ. Now, we have the earnest. In closing, we have the earnest, our spirits groaning for the full adoption. See, now we have what? The down payment of it. Amen. Which is the Holy Ghost. Which shows us that, yes, the fullness of adoption is what? It's already in our hands. We have the potentials, everything. Amen. We have the earnest, our spirit groaning for the full adoption. But now we have the earnest of it as we receive the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so much important to receive, to be sure that you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is the earnest of our complete adoption or complete salvation. The prophet said, oh, how beautiful. Oh, I just love that. Is that all right? Is that all right? Amen. So we thank the Lord until the purchased possession. It has already been purchased. That house, down payment has been made. Amen. So until the purchased possession be yours, when the full price will be paid, amen, we are still what? Oh, going through, groaning. But we know one of these days, the full price will be paid, and we shall receive our house, eternal house. Amen. So that's for our studies tonight. And we thank the Lord, may the solider come and lead us, because we always need to maintain our time. Praise the Lord. How many have loved the Bible teaching? God richly bless you. So my brother, my sister, keep on. In this tabernacle, we are in it. What can we do? But we will keep on groaning, seeking for that eternal house to come and take us home. Amen.
No, we not, you are a temple. No, we not, you are a temple. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
I am a temple.
Whoa.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I am a temple.
I am.
Yes,
Yes, I know.
Yes, I know.
I am a temple. Oh, I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory.
Full of praise,
full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Oh yes.
Oh, walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection.
I'm walking
up the seven steps unto perfection. Oh, I am a temple of the Holy Ghost.
Knowing not,
you are a temple.
Knowing not,
you are a temple.
Knowing not,
you are a temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. My brother, you know where you are now. You know where you are now. Just speak to him and say, Lord, I just thank you where you have brought me so far. I thank you that, a down payment has already been done. And that earnest of that payment is in me, the Holy Spirit. And Lord Jesus, I want to be there. I'm seeking for that my house, that eternal house, that was never made by the hands of man. But you, God, had built that house, eternal house. I'm groaning for it, Lord. I'm groaning for it. Though I'm this tabernacle of clay, Lord, I want out. And continue, Lord Jesus, I pray thee. That the spirit of bondage, this flesh, will always be subdued by your spirit that is in me. I know it fights me every day, but Lord, continue to keep me, Lord. I need your strength. Fight for me anytime. This spirit of bondage, the works of the flesh, try to draw my attention, try to take me away. Oh, Lord Jesus, let me be anchored. No matter the waves that will try to blow me, I believe that, Lord, I am anchored in you. So, Lord Jesus, let it be according to as you know me before the foundation of the world, that I was in your thoughts and you found it, Lord, appropriate, Lord, to bring me in this dispensation of time. Oh, the most wicked of all times, but the most glorious of all. So, Lord, as you have known me, keep me, Lord Jesus, and let me stay. Oh, Lord, always in your hands. Fight for me, Lord, when the spirit of the flesh tries to come in. Raise standards, Lord Jesus. That is what, Lord, I seek from you. Just speak a little while to him. Just speak to him because he knows your heart. Just speak and commit yourself into the hands of the Lord.
Thank you. tonight, Father, to hear your word. Father, we've heard your word, Father. We are glad you are blessed. And Lord, Father, we pray that you, Lord, restore virtue to the blessing of our students this night. That Lord, Father, the very things that is wisdom, may he, Lord, Father, see those things come to us. We look to thee, for all the glory goes to thee, O God. Oh, Father, the honor goes to thee, Jesus. We just look to thee, as we, Lord, say, we are part in the flesh. Oh, God, in the spirit, Lord, we are still one with thee. We desire now, Lord, Father, to go and implement, Father, the things thou hast shown us this night. Lord, Father, even amidst our lives, as we wait patiently and kindly return, Father, as we go about, Father, our day to day, Lord, Savior, duties. Oh, Father, oh God, even as the prophet said, Lord, Father, conducting ourselves as subjects of another kingdom, not of this one, Lord. Father, always taking the back seat and never the front, oh God. For we are not, Lord, Savior, as they that are of this world, but our kingdom is that to come. Oh, that one that is perfect, that one that is holy, righteous, oh God. We, Lord, Father, your saints, and Lord, Father, you, we will reign eternally, oh God, and we will see the one who's always been within our hearts, face to face. We look to thee now, Father, give us grace, give us virtue, give us power. Oh, once more, we ask that thou would lift us, oh God, that we continue in this, Lord, Savior, walk. As we, Lord, Savior, are waiting on thine return, Father, for we know that, Lord, Father, when, Lord, Savior, you, Lord, Savior, would call us out of this earth, we'd meet thee with you. Till then, O God, let us live, Lord, Savior, Father, Lord, God, a life that is just and holy. Lord, Father, as people, Father, call of the Master, we ask your grace, fill us, keep us. We bless you, Lord, praise your name. Bless all the brethren, Lord, here, them that have not come. Father, undertake for them. Lord, grant us journey mercies, O God. Keep us wherever we would be, in our homes, at work, Lord. Father, let us remember, oh, Father, to always work, Father, from dawn to the setting of the sun. Oh, precious Savior, for you, Lord, Savior, Father, have a work that ought to be done. We ask in your grace, keep us kindness, sustain us, please.
Brother Mark, will you pray to commit the rest of the week into the hands of the Lord? Friday's meeting here in Carlo and Sunday.
Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again tonight, Father, for your grace and your mercies unto us. We thank you for the song service, Lord, how it has lifted our spirits and prepared our hearts, Lord, that when the word came, and it spoke unto us, Lord, of the things, Lord, O God, that you have in store for us. How that, Father, you have given us a way out of this tired body.
Hallelujah.
You have given us, Lord, a way out, Father, to tabernacle yet another house, a heavenly house, O God, which, Lord, Father, does not tire, a house that does not get discouraged, Lord, but that, Father, it's a heavenly one. How we desire to get to it, Lord, and we are so thankful for your grace and your mercies that has made it possible that we will get there, Lord. So we are waiting, Lord, even as we see, Lord, within us the spirit groaning, wanting that way of escape, Lord, to get into another body, and even the world witnessing it, Lord, Father, groaning as they wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. We thank you, Father, that in our own life we can see it, Lord, beginning to take shape, Lord. Father, from where you took us to where we are now, Father, it can only be by your Spirit that you can change the heart of a man to what you have turned us into, O Father. And we know, Lord, that what you have started, you will complete, Lord. So we submit ourselves to your word tonight, asking that you will have grace upon each and every person that's here tonight, Lord. Father, that we may let go of our own things, Lord, and let the Spirit of God have its way with us, Father, to bring us unto that full adoption of the sons and daughters of God. Blessed be thy holy name, O God. Continue to lead us, Father, as we go home, each one of us. Lord, keep us safe on the roads, and that, Father, you give us a good day tomorrow. tomorrow and that Friday, Lord.
Amen.
We would be under great expectation, Lord, Father, to meet in your house once again. Father, we pray for the meeting that will take place here on Friday. Father, we commit it into your hands.
Yes,
come, Father, and show us more and more of thy things in thy word. Send revelation of thy word upon us, Lord, to stimulate us once again, Father.
Amen.
And that, Lord, the same thing may be also at the Kalo meeting,
yes,
that you
Lord.
Come with your presence, Lord, and bless the brethren that will be meeting there, Father.
Yes,
we commit these meetings into your hands. Every other program that we have, Lord, we pray that you prosper your children. Father, you know the needs that they have. We just pray that you lead them, Father. Let it be your spirit, Lord, that is guiding them in their lives.
Amen.
Father, we commit it all into your hands. And how we thank you, Father, for answered prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you continue to provide for all our needs, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Give you all the honor and glory tonight. Be with us now. Bless our brother Maxwell. Restore strength, Lord, unto him and virtue, even as we pray for our pastor tonight.
Amen.
Grant grace unto him, Father, and minister, Lord, strength unto him. We commit all these things into your hands as we ask it all in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Quickly, let's just a short cross because the time. Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, a mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from whose sin I share. Wonderful is my Redeemer, pray. Wonderful, wonderful, oh yes. He is to me, Counselor, he's a, God is he. He's saving me from all sin and shame. Oh, he's wonderful, oh yes, he is to me, he's a Counselor. He's a mighty God. He's saving me, keeping me. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Oh yes, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more, no more dying day. We are going to see. Oh yes, no more dying day. We are going to see. No more dying, no more dying day. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see no more crying.